exactly what it was. But I know this. God spoke to me this week. Are you the bride of Christ? Can you picture the Father and a holy Jesus, the exact image of God, marrying a prostitute? Can you? Can you picture, hear me, because that went over pretty heavy. Hear this. This is really real. This is really true. It's like God's speaking this, and I'm telling you the truth. Let's say you're a father, and you're setting your son up to be married. What kind of wife are you looking for? Good, loyal, pure. What's God's definition of good, loyal, and pure? Holy. Do you know that you're supposed to be holy just as he is holy? You know that?
Well, we can't be holy. We're sinners.
Wrong. When you are saved by grace, your sinner name tag has been crushed and stomped as under the blood. Your new name tag says saint. Am I saying that we don't mess up sometimes? No, I'm not saying that. Am I saying I'm perfect? Not at all. But I'm saying when the Holy Spirit prompts me, I listen. So, since God has given his son a bride, what kind of bride is he looking for? Right. So when the Holy Spirit prompts us and tells us something, and we deliberately disobey that, is it a good thing? No. Okay. Pam was singing up there. Is this, am I okay? This is kind of heavy. This is what